Meet the Pack event. I'm, as always, your host, Zachary Wolf, here with David Kelton, the illustrator of Among Friends. Jillian Knight, the author, couldn't be with us today. How's it going, David?
Good, good.
Good to have you here. So you're going to be reading for Jillian? And
yes.
All right, well, take it away.
Okay. The ants and the caterpillar lived in the weeds. They helped each other to find juicy leaves. They were always hungry, and soon they found there weren't enough leaves to go around. One morning, the ants marched out of their hill, their feet beating in time. This wasn't a drill. The caterpillar said, "What's going on? We're finding a new home. It's time to move on." The caterpillar asked, "Can I come too? I've hundreds of legs, that's lots more than you. I've a nice long spine, and I won't hold you back. I can carry a lot and don't need to pack." The ants thought it over and quickly decreed he'd be able to help in a way that we need. To carry the queen aloft on her throne, he'd make life easier for some of her drones. The way it was hard, and then it was wet. The caterpillar helped in a way you won't get. He lay on his back and held up his legs. Ants walked across him like walking on eggs. Now they're all safe and night is falling. The ants make a camp to wait for the morning. "I'm tired now, friends," said the caterpillar, and went sound asleep, surrounded by pupa. Morning sun rose, but he didn't awake. The ants called and called, but no sound did he make. "He helped us out when the water was deep. Now we must carry him while he's asleep." So they lifted him up off the hard, cold ground and carried right on till a new home they found. As far down the lane, beyond what they'd known, till last to a hill they knew they would call home. "So what shall we do with our friend here still sleeping? He can stay by this tree in the shade for safekeeping." Then one morning they came to check on their friend. The pupa was broken from end to end. The sun was warming the branches nearby, and there was a butterfly waiting to fly. The ants called out in their surprise. It's the caterpillar waiting to say his goodbyes. "Thank you, my friends, for keeping me near. I woke from my dreams and found myself here. The sun warms my wings, they've dried so strong. I hear the air calling, it sounds like a song. It's calling me home, it says I must fly. So farewell, my friends, I bid you goodbye." The ant started cheering as his wings he did spread. They gasped as he floated just over their heads. Then joy turned to wonder as he caught a soft breeze and floated so softly to the top of the trees. Then calling again his final goodbye, the butterfly went soaring way up in the sky. And that's it.
Sweet little book. So how did you get hooked up with Jillian?
Well, I was one of the first illustrators for Grey Wolf. And so this was the second book that I illustrated for them. And, you know, it was presented to me, "Here's this really cute book." And you said, "You want to do cute things?" And I said, "Yes." And I was really happy with it. This ate up a few months of my spare time, and it was really a lot of fun. And, you know, each time I see one of these pictures, I remember that day and what I was doing and what was going on, and at what point my kids interrupted and say, "Hey, Dad, I need this." And, you know, it's, each one of these is a little fond memory for me. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Awesome. Are you working on any other projects right now?
Currently, I'm working on, I can't think of the name of it, but I'm just coloring some pre-drawn stuff.
Okay.
Royal
so,
history.
What's that?
A royal history.
A royal history, which is about some pigs, and I don't know the full story because I'm just working from the drawings. The author also did the drawings when they were younger, and the, you know, when we tried to print them, it wasn't colorful enough, so I'm sort of redoing the color so they're more, it's more printable. So it's a little more just kind of reproducing what's there than, you know, full out creativity like this, but it's still, you know, it's enjoyable, and, you know, it gets my get to be in the zone illustrating rather than, you know, caught up with all the lice, loose ends kind of thing. So
did you have to go through many drafts of these, or at least some of these, or was it pretty much as it came out? She loved it, and it worked.
After the first couple examples because she didn't know what she wanted it to look like, but she had a kind of clear idea. I had a couple examples what he wanted the caterpillar to look like, and I had like, you know, 10 different drawings of this one, that one, the other one. Mm-hmm. And so we had some back and forth with that. But once it got a lot going, she kind of liked what I did, and we just kind of went with it.
Okay.
So.
Are there any questions for David from the audience, or anything about the illustrating process? Yes?
Why do you like colored pencil?
Colored pencil, I guess, gives me a sort of level of control that I like. You know, I can do paint, but I feel like the brush is always getting away from me. So, you know, it feels more natural. Although recently, like for the pig book, the royal history. I'm going to remember things at some point. That I am doing just on the computer, kind of to force myself to draw directly on the screen and get used to doing it without doing the physical environment at all. So. Yeah, well, I mean, and that was the inspiration. These guys do a comic strip called Kilton Cat, which I'm hooked on. And you got to look it up. It's really awesome. I come into our book club where writers meet to kind of meet. And I look over, and you got a little life book, and you're drawing away. And I'm like, why don't I have this? And so, you know, this was the next thing I did. I looked one up. It was, you know, used to get cheaper. And it's really helped me out immensely, you know, and it came with a couple of animation things on it. So, you know, trying to get myself into the groove with that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
So you prefer on the board, which is pencil, or do you like computer more?
I think I'm starting to like the computer more just because it saves you a step. You know, I mean, I like if I was to do, the one I did before this was A Corgi's Tale, which was a more realistic style. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to do something like that, I probably would stick with the colored pencil just because I feel like, you know, you get more detail, you know, it looks more authentic, whatever that means. Whereas, you know, the computer, you can tell, you know, it was done on the computer. I mean, maybe not so much. I mean, I touched this stuff up on the computer same as I would anything else. I did fur patterns and stuff like that that I don't think I could have gotten yet with the computer. So, trying to teach myself as I go. So
you can't decide between the other ones.
It just depends on the project, you know. I mean, each project's a little different. So, you know, there are so many different styles out there. You know, this is one, like the Corgi Sale's another, the pig book is a different style. Mm-hmm. I know that one of our other authors teaches 3D animation, and that's a completely different style that I want to get into at some point and keep putting off because I'm a slacker.
But there's value in the drawings. Okay, thank you. The fight through
way for hundreds of
years is a good way to go.
Okay. So, yeah.
Is there another illustrator or illustrators that you draw particular inspiration from?
With the other illustrator who does the Ralphie books for Grey Wolf, Erin Abramowitz, I happened to work with her dad at the airport, is a big inspiration for me. She's very talented, and I think that I probably wouldn't be as far along as I am today if it wasn't for her influence and help. You know, she's very, very talented and you know, accessible. And you can say, well, how did you do this? And she'll feel good. So, yeah.
That's nice. You get to draw inspiration from within the
pack. The pack has helped quite a bit. You know, just to be around other creative people. I don't feel like I'm just, you know, some lone soul. Like, what's going on?
Right.
You know, I'm creative and I don't know what to do with it. So,
do you go down to those Panera meetings on the Wednesdays?
Not as much as I used to, but I still make it out there time and again. I still got to return your live trap from, because long story, but we both had cats that ran away for a while, so I borrowed one of the other authors' live trap for a while, get our cat back.
So, all kinds of community.
Yes, indeed. So, I mean, even though it's a simple story and, you know, it's a pretty straightforward rhyme, almost melodic, you know, it really spoke to me when I was first presented with the text and said, make some pictures with it for this. because it is about transformation and it is about friendship. You know, if you know me, I'm a big fan of all the friendship cartoons that are out there.
Sure.
That really spoke to me.
Yeah, it's real sweet. Dan's helping caterpillars and vice versa.
Indeed.